Zorro, or XORC for short, is a novel form of encryption developed by Dr. J. Marvin Blackwether. The Zorro technology today is used widely, if not common practice, within the intelligence community. But it wasn't always this way. Back in the early 1970s, the state of encryption was in very poor shape. Intelligence agencies at the time used simple replacement ciphers. While good at keeping the casual prying eye unaware of what was written, many ciphers were quickly broken by an adversary, making communication without at least someone knowing all but impossible. However, a bright young doctor, employed by the State Department, discovered a novel, yet elusive process for transforming common letters into unbreakable ciphers. Only one with the proper key could decode the message. He called this mathematical process Zorro. However, you will find it commonly abbreviated as XORC or pronounced XOR. But just how is the mathematical process used, and how is it important to your daily work? We will use a very simple example. In the digital world, letters are often represented by numbers. A simple word, such as the word worm, is commonly represented by the number values of 119, 111, 114, and 109, respectively. Now, we will take a key, which consists of random numbers. Let's use the key number values of 0, 1, 2, and 3 and see what happens. 119 zeroed with 0 is 119. 111 zeroed with 1 is 118. 114 zeroed with 2 is 112, and 109 zeroed with 3 is 110. Now, you may already be seeing a pattern. If you are, we like how you are thinking. We might also add that a key of 0, 1, 2, and 3 is not a very good key, as the pattern could be easily decoded by brute force. And even if we made the key not so simple, if we were to repeat the key over and over, it could also be easily decoded. But what if the key was a million numbers long, and we only used each number of the key once? This is called a one-time head, which is the core technology of encryption within our organization. And while computers can easily perform the calculations in a blink of the eye, sometimes we do not have a personal computer at our disposal at every moment. Perhaps you are in the field, away from your desk, or enjoying a lunch under the Eiffel Tower. We will train you to be able to do Zorro with simple mental math in the next tape.